Somalia pushes Christians into Kenya. Discipleship will take root in education and business in Cambodia, and a new mission plane makes its way around the world to aid Bible translation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Somalia's militant group Al-Shabaab is no longer confining its agenda to the country's borders. Refugees who fled from them have found the conflict following them. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the peacekeeping help that Somalia is getting is hampered by the internal anarchy.
How do you provide support to a country that is basically a failed state, where there is chaos on the ground?
The insurgency has been felt in Kenya. One reason might be Al-Shabaab's intent to eradicate Christianity and create a Muslim state. There's support for this theory.
We heard a report that Al-Shabaab literally had a list of Christians that they were seeking.
Despite the oppression, Nettleton says the gospel can't be discounted. There's still a remnant church, albeit deep underground. They found a way to let them know they're not forgotten.
It's a challenge to find Christians. It's a challenge to support them. We have provided some help to the families of martyrs in Somalia.
Next, the Taliban's been threatening to attack resupply convoys in Pakistan. Well, so far, it appears relief supplies to devastated Punjab province haven't been touched. While relief organizations are concerned, it's not stopping Baptist Global Response. BGR's Mark Kelly says they avoid shipping issues.
For Baptist Global Response, the preference is to buy relief supplies locally. When you can buy locally, you're getting relief goods where they're needed more quickly. It's less expensive, and it also puts money back into the local economy.
Kelly says sharing God's love compels them to help. The situation's desperate as 18 to 20 million people are affected. What's disappointing is the lack of response.
Baptist Global Response has allocated about $650,000 for food and water and temporary shelter and cooking kits and medical or hygiene kits. As of 3 weeks ago or so, all we had seen in donations toward Pakistan was $50,000.
Help BGR, call our resource line. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are reports of Haitian property owners evicting refugees on their property. Aid groups say eviction threats are a humanitarian concern because thousands are without shelter. The city of Laogon was considered the epicenter, with over 80% of the buildings destroyed. Touch Global of the Evangelical Free Church of America has been partnering a response. They're recruiting week-long work teams from October through January to serve as the hands and feet of Christ. Meanwhile, a short-term mission trip was what God used to draw a couple into full-time missionary service in Asia. Jamie and Holly Wolin are in the process of raising support to travel with the Mission Society to Cambodia. Holly says they'll be focusing on two areas of ministry.
We're going to be looking at education and then also business development. I'll be working at an elementary school, discipling teachers, developing some curriculum that teaches Christian values, and then also teaching ESL.
Jamie says Cambodian Christians identify these needs, which will allow the church to be self-sustaining. Jamie says it'll be in these situations where they'll share the gospel.
Most people spend, whether you're in America or in Cambodia, you spend three-quarters of your day either at school for kids, or you spend three-quarters of your day at work as adults. And so discipleship ought to be happening in those environments, and so it's integral to what we will be doing.
They need support. We'll connect you at our website. And nearly a year has passed since the JARS dedication of a Quest Kodiak airplane. Well, last week, history repeated itself. The Wycliffe Bible Translation Support Ministry dedicated its second Quest Kodiak aircraft. The team is anxious to get started servicing a part of Papua New Guinea without Bible translation. Well, next week, the plane's ferry flight across the world begins, a trip of more than 15,000 miles. You can follow the plane's progress. We'll share the links at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Warani. Get a copy of Jungle Pilot, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.